Hi there. How did you meet the guys in the Taliban group, and what was their reaction when you, I assume you gave some background to the project, what did they make of you? How did you meet the Taliban guys?
Yeah.
And what was their reaction to you and your project?
As you can see, a lot of people here work in media, and they know that Taliban realized that media is a good source to get their message through to the international community. So they accepted me very well. As you can see, I'm still in front of you. And they wanted to pass on a message, you know, something that they had to say. And the fact that I thought they are important to be in the film is because they are, majority of them are Afghan, they live in that country, and they believe it's their right to have their say. So if a government official or another ordinary Afghan, a young person can have their say, why can't they have their say? That's why I had to get their view, opinion.
I think you mentioned that it's potentially dangerous to meet them. Like, did you feel, you seem to be very engaged in engaging, did you feel under any kind of threat? Did you feel it was a dangerous situation? Did it be a challenge at all?
To meet the Taliban?
The Taliban, yeah.
Did I feel challenged? Well, I also work as a news producer for a TV channel in Afghanistan, and I know a lot of journalists, strangers around the country, and they produce these news features and stuff. So one of them said to me that he would guarantee that I'll be secure, but 95%, not 100%. So he said if they kill me, they will kill you. If they don't kill me, they wouldn't kill you. That's all I can say. So, but for me, as a filmmaker, I think it's important to get it, to get the, if I'm making a film, I want to balance everything out. I don't want to be biased or, you know, one-sided and have one person's opinion. Everybody has to get their say, as I said before. Was I scared or no?
Did you challenge them? Did you challenge their beliefs? Did you?
No. There was one part that when they were standing and they were holding firearms like an RPG, which had written on it Islamic State of Iran. So I asked him, "Why are you using Iranian machine guns or rockets?" And he said to me straight away, "It's none of your business. You just ask the questions you're here to ask, and it's nothing to do with you." Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, they did say that.